Anyone who has been involved in construction law for a while has run into liquidated damages provisions. They're pretty straightforward. They're easy to apply. But Anthony and I are going to give some background about the liquidated damages provisions. When an owner and a contractor agreed to build a project, they base their resources and their time and follow-on work on a reasonable schedule for completing the project. If the project goes beyond what they were anticipating, people are going to lose money. Time is money, and when the project is delayed, everybody loses. An owner's damages for delay can be difficult to determine and even more difficult to prove when the damages are incurred. So a contract provision liquidating those damages can be used to give the owner a fair and reasonable compensation for those damages. When you enter into a contract with a liquidated damages provision, the liquidated damages provisions clause is intended to give a reasonable estimation of what the actual damages the owner will incur. So it has to be determined at the very beginning of the project what those actual damages may be. So Anthony's going to talk a little bit about the background of liquidated damages and how you get to the right to recover those damages.
One of the aspects that we wanted to address is how do you determine when a liquidated damage clause can be enforceable?